Hello, I'm Nisa Swanson, a junior at Oak Ridge High School, and I'm going to be sharing with you today the experiences me and my fellow classmates had with Al Benn. Now, Al Benn is a retired reporter who was first hired by the United Press International in 1964. The very first day of his reporting career was the day that the three bodies of civil rights workers were found after they had been murdered in Mississippi for trying to register black voters. That was one heck of a welcome into the reporting world. Al Benn still lives in Selma, Alabama, and he still writes regularly. In fact, he did an article about us while we were there. He is a very nice guy. He's very funny, very easygoing, and you can tell that he loves to work with people, and he loves to work with students as well. We spent most of our Monday with Al Benn, and he took us around to historical points in the city to give us a more behind-the-scenes version of the civil rights movement. First, we were taken to the spot where Andrew Young stood during the bridge crossing. Hosea Williams and Andrew Young flipped a coin to determine who was going to march and who was going to stay behind, because they needed somebody to stay behind just in case something happened, which something did happen. From the point where he was standing, you could get a great view of the bridge, and I can't imagine what was going through his mind. He had to have seen the tear gas, seen the people running, heard the screams in the distance. He knew that the police were violent, and he knew that his people were nonviolent. There were people stuck at the end of that bridge, and he had no idea what was going on. Next, Ben took us to the marker on the highway where Viola Luisa was run off the road by Klans members and was shot because she was helping transport civil rights workers, and it just so happened that a black man was with her that night when she was shot. Viola Luisa was a young white Detroit housewife who left her family in Michigan, came down to Selma, Alabama to fight for the cause. She lived in the projects for about 5 weeks, and soon after that, she was murdered. Al Benn covered the trials of Viola Luisa's murder. I mean, he was right in the action. He also took us to the marker of Jonathan Daniels, who came down from the north to help out the civil rights movement and was arrested. He was released from jail, and no one had been notified of his release, therefore he was left on his own. So he walked into a store where something was happening, and he ended up taking a bullet for a young girl, which ended his life. Al Benn also covered those trials, as well as the following up of James Reeb's death. He was there for all of it, and without his articles, the events would not have been traveled across the country as fast as they did and as fast as they needed to. History may not have been remembered the way that it is taught now and the way that we know it. I would have to say the time we spent with Al Benn is the most memorable to me. You can go to Alabama, and you can explore everything, and you can know history like the back of your hand, but nothing really opens you up to Selma and opens your eyes more than having somebody who was there tell you what happened and share their experiences with you. Just having them there to walk you through it. Again, this is Nisa Swanson, and thank you for listening.
With their heads cut off, tied by the hands, stop. Tied by the feet, stop them in the Mississippi River.